The following program has been furnished and paid for by Ask the Expert Show. KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
I'm the aforementioned at Gary Knight here. Just a couple of days remaining. Christmas holidays are here. This is going to go very quick, so enjoy it with your families, your friends, whatever it is that you do, and relax. This is Ask the Experts. We're going to be talking here in just a moment to a guy named John Moody of Moody Law Group, the Ask the Experts man today. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Did you get your Christmas shopping done already and all that good stuff?
Yes. Okay. We got one more thing I need to do, but I'm pretty well covered at this point, thankfully.
You know, I don't know how you are, but brick and mortars are disappearing more and more every day because you got the online. Amazon is just taking over the world now. Most of my ordering is online.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's certainly in my case. I've gravitated more to online. But I tell you, I was out there yesterday doing a little shopping, and there was pleasant panic out there. But overall, I had some good experiences.
Traffic is crazy though, isn't it?
Traffic is nuts right now.
Yeah, add another 45 minutes to your daily trip. How long have you been around with your company? I know you've been an attorney, you mentioned earlier, what, 20-plus years?
Yes, about 20-plus years. So I founded a firm called Moody Law Group in 2006, mm-hmm. and we're a kind of a boutique law firm. We got about 5 attorneys, wow. 2 paralegals, and we're built for handling commercial real estate transactions.
Wow. So let's get the number out right now, and then we'll go from there. What is the number? What's a good number that they can reach your business?
Yeah, my main number, my office number, is 713-773-5526.
Okay. Do you have a computer, a web address?
Yeah, a website, yes. You can learn a lot about our firm and our areas of practice and our expertise at moodylawgroup.com.
Moodylawgroup.com. So here's a question for you, John. If you're planning to open a new office, or maybe relocate your office, what is the number one thing you should do?
Well, what I tell people is you got to hire the right people. And really, I would tell you to start by hiring a great office broker. Okay. And the reason you want to start with a broker, and a lot of people don't know this, but the landlords actually pay the broker's fee. So as a tenant, hiring a broker to represent your interest, the landlord is actually going to pay their fee. So you can hire somebody with a ton of experience, somebody that's going to work on your behalf and really help you negotiate the business deal and also help you find the right space.
What's a process like this take? Is there a time limit to it?
There's really not. Sometimes it's hard to find the right location. Sometimes it's hard to negotiate the terms you want with the landlord. But particularly in big markets like Houston or Dallas or now even Austin and San Antonio, mm-hmm. there's a lot of options. And typically you can go and kind of looking for a house. You can go and look at a lot of different options, a lot of different types of product, and find something that will work.
I would think this is the best place to be right now for doing what you're doing, I think. I mean, it's busting out all over.
It is, and it's a interesting market. There's a lot of new office product being built right now. There's a lot of exciting new space out there. Great, products with great amenities, and it's fun. It's a fun time to be an attorney. It's one of the things that I really like about my job is I get to work with a lot of different people, a lot of different types of professionals. We work with, doctors opening medical offices. We work with, all types of businesses. And even we get hired by other lawyers to help law firms relocate and do their leasing work.
So a challenge is not too big for you.
No.
It probably happens quite a bit. That's probably what you like.
Yeah, I do. We've done, very large corporate relocations, and we've worked with a lot of small businesses and just depends on the needs of the client.
We're talking about planning and maybe relocating your office. And John, tell us at what point should they get an attorney involved?
Well, you know, I would tell you, depending on the size and complexity of your deal, you know, I would tell you it's critical to get a letter of intent or what we lawyers call an LOI negotiated up front. And usually the broker will help you do that. When you're looking at space, you kind of write a letter with the basic terms. You know, what is the rental rate? What is the term? You know, who's going to guarantee the lease? The kind of the basics of the deal. And I would tell you, depending on how complicated it is, to at least hire an attorney before you sign the letter of intent and let him look at it or her look at it, let the attorney look at it and give you some tips and maybe make sure you're not agreeing to something that you shouldn't agree to. But really, the letter of intent is going to be the framework for drafting the lease. And for an attorney, it's really the roadmap for putting the deal together and documenting the transaction. And I think it's important like anything. You know, if you have a problem with your eye, you want to go to an eye doctor. If you want to get your office lease done, you want to hire, you know, a broker that knows something about office leasing. You want to hire an attorney that knows something about office leasing.
How do you simplify the process?
Well, you know, I would tell you, it's important, like the letter of intent. It is so important to get that letter of intent, all the major terms that are part of the deal negotiated. What can really slow the process down, frankly, and make it more complicated is when the attorneys have to figure out what the deal is on their own, where they're having to spend a lot of time asking a lot of questions of their clients, of the other side, of the other attorney. The more time you have to spend trying to figure out what the parties want to do, the more expensive and time-consuming it can be for everybody. So I would tell you, the letter of intent is really the place to start. And if you get a good letter of intent with all the major terms agreed on up front, it can really help streamline the process.
Would you say, or did you say about professionals, how many are there any involved in this process?
Well, you know, typically a broker's involved, the attorney's involved, but often you'll get architects involved to help you figure out if your business can, you know, how much space are you going to need. And then depending on the building, depending on the way it's, you know, these newer buildings are much more efficient than some of the older buildings. So you can fit your business in smaller space, in effect. And so understanding, you know, making sure your business can fit, understanding, you know, what your current needs are, but also your future needs. There's nothing worse than moving into a new space and a year later you run out of space or you need more space and not having the ability to do that. Sometimes you get engineers involved. Like I have a fireproof safe in my office. I had to get a structural engineer to get involved and tell me where we could put it. Mm. So sometimes, you know, you have engineers involved. Sometimes if you have very, you know, intense IT needs, you got to figure out if you have enough riser capacity in the building to run your cables. Sometimes clients or tenants need to use the roof for satellite communication systems. And so all that, depending on what your needs are, it may involve more people. And often we'll have contractors involved just trying to help understand how much it's going to cost to build out the space and get the space ready for the tenant.
You're mentioning all these people being involved. What does an attorney do to help in the leasing process?
Well,
I think you've already answered my question.
Well, yeah, a little bit. We talked about it a little bit, but really, you know, we help first of all document the deal and make sure that the document, the lease reflects the actual agreement. But also, you know, we do work for landlords and we do work for tenants every day. And it's a little bit different depending on the client. But overall, you're trying to make sure the documents reflect the deal. And for tenants, which what we're talking about, tenants relocating into their office space, we make sure the tenant has typical protections in the lease for things like expenses, for things like maintenance, renewals, make sure they're getting the services they're expecting, and also try to build in some things if there's some problems with the landlord, problems with the space, problems with the tenant, ways to deal with them without having to go to court.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing. You're talking about other costs, too, and paying rent to the landlord. and the tenant will pay. What's other things that they'll pay for under a lease?
Well, you know, I think the rent is always the easiest thing to document. It's usually just a number. You know, it's $10,000 a month or whatever that is. But what the way leases are typically structured, whether it's office or industrial or retail these days, is they're called triple net, where the landlord is passing through cost to the tenant. So the tenant is paying a percentage of the taxes on the building. They're paying a percentage of the insurance cost, the landlord's insurance cost to insure the building, and also the operating expenses. And so understanding what those numbers are, how much that's going to be, how much they're going to increase from year to year. Other things like overtime, HVAC, like we're in here in the studio on a Sunday, often to get HVAC on the weekends, the tenant has to pay extra. And sometimes service elevators and extra cleaning and those kinds of things are all costs that get passed through to the tenant. And so, you know, some of the things that we try to do is help the tenant understand those costs, but we also try to protect them. We'll do things like ask for caps on increases to expenses, to operating expenses.
Okay.
We'll try to list certain things that the tenant cannot pass through to the tenant, things that should not be passed through, that should be a landlord expense, and also, you know, maybe give the tenant like an audit right to go and look at the landlord's books to verify that what they're being charged is correct.
I've never gotten to the situation where I needed a building per se for commercial use. I deal with apartments, but I have a friend. I says, "What are you paying for it?" I'm thinking a monthly figure. "Oh, it's so much a foot." I said, "Oh, okay." They deal in feet, huh?
They do. That's when you read, you know, term sheets and letters of intent, it's usually, you know, $30 a square foot or $15 a square foot, and you know, that's kind of what you base the deal off of.
And those prices are going up slowly too. Huh? You've probably seen that happen over the last few years.
Yeah, I have. And again, it really depends on the right now the building. You see a lot of competition in the office market currently. You know, like there's a lot of new product and what you're seeing and what my broker and friends will tell me is there's this flight to quality is what they're saying. There's a flight to these new buildings, these sexier, more efficient buildings. Businesses want to be, you know, to retain and attract quality employees. They want to be closer to amenities. They want to have much more, you know, exciting spaces. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of vacancy in some of the older product. And it's really causing, you know, the landlords to really get more competitive about, you know, amenities they're offering, about, you know, rent concessions and other things. So the market is I think it's pretty healthy. If you're a tenant looking for space, there's a lot of options right now.
How can we make you happy? They're probably in, and like you say, yeah, the competition is probably so close. It's, you don't have to worry about, you know, competitive money worries.
No.
Well, this is interesting stuff. I'm trying to absorb most of it. But for those of you who need maybe a move out and move in somewhere else or whatever the case may be, what's your number again, John Moody?
713-773-5526.
That's Moody Law Group. We're going to be right back on Ask the Experts. Don't go away.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
This is Gary Knight, Ask the Experts. We have with us today John Moody, attorney, Moody Law Group. And John just got off the phone. Was that business? No, none of my business. Never mind. You can reach that number at Moody Law Group, and the number is 713-773-5526. And so you're talking about needing a legal assistance. John's your man. Maybe on your next commercial real estate project, contact the Moody Law Group. That number again is 713-773-5526. All right, John, we're talking about location, location, location. That's an important thing in real estate and commercial as well. Tenants are going to pay rent to the landlord. You mentioned that earlier, and the cost can vary from place to place. And often tenants will need to have their space remodeled or built out. Can you tell me a little more about that, the key issues related to a build-out?
Sure. You know, building out the construction side of real estate is always complicated just because there's so many variables involved. You know, the timing and cost typically are the, you know, key issues. And, you know, on the tenant side, particularly in a relocation, you have you always have a situation where your current lease is running out, so you need to get into your new space within a certain amount of time. So there's typically time pressure on the tenant side, and sometimes on the landlord side they have time constraints where they're waiting for an existing tenant to move out, and you know they may have the same issue that you're facing, or you know they're waiting for their new space to be built out, so. You've got those time pressures with trying to move, move tenants in and out of the space. But construction, you know, getting the contractors in there, you usually don't have the same type of weather issues that you have on tenant build out of interior space. Sometimes you have it if it's a new building and the landlord's building the building from the ground up. You may have a weather delays and those kinds of things, but it's one of the most difficult things in the business for landlords and tenants to manage, and it's really from a lawyer standpoint. We really try to, you know, you got to figure out who's responsible for the build out. Is the landlord delivering the premises in a certain condition? You know, is the landlord going to do the build out for the tenant, or is the landlord delivering the premises in a certain condition, and the tenant's going to do the work? I tell you, if you're a tenant and you don't have experience doing construction or doing build out, and it's not your area of business, I would encourage you to have the landlord do the build out for you, and usually. Tenants get what's called a tenant improvement allowance as part of an office deal, where the landlord will give you, it's usually in square feet, like we were talking about before, yeah. You know, $40 a square foot or $100 a square, whatever the number is, to give to the tenant to help them use to build out the space, to help them on the cost to build out their space. And you know, there's a lot of things that can come up, and you've got to build around from the tenant side. You got to kind of build in some protections if the landlord is late delivering you the space, and you also have to build in some protections if the landlord doesn't pay you the tenant improvement allowance and those kinds of things. So that's usually what we're negotiating as the attorney, or what we're looking for is we just want to make sure there's a clear process involved, who's doing what, who's doing the plans, who's paying for what. And then what does the tenant have to do to get their tenant improvement allowance? And then what happens if there's a problem?
Ask the Experts, Moody Law Group with us today, and John Moody, attorney, who runs the whole thing. But actually, you got all of you. You got how many other attorneys that are working with you on the other umbrella?
Yeah, we have five attorneys. We all specialize in commercial real estate. We do some things kind of around commercial real estate. So we do form partnerships and companies. We do some asset purchases and those types of deals. But I tell you, day in and day out, we do buying, selling, leasing, and financing commercial real estate.
And that's the way you like it.
It is.
Now, you mentioned earlier the tenant. So the tenant typically takes care of the interior or the space. The landlord typically takes care of the exterior and the common areas. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And right. You know, I tell you, if the lease is saying that you have to do, as a tenant, that you have to take care of a lot of stuff outside the space in an office lease, I would tell you that's not typical. I mean, an exception would be is, you know, you're a tenant and you have stuff up on the roof. your own equipment on the roof, you probably would have to take care of that. And, you know, other types of leases, it's more common for the tenant to take care of stuff outside of the interior of the space. But on office leasing, it's typically you're taking care of the inside and the landlord's taking care of the exterior and all the common areas, the elevators, and those types of things.
So what I understand, a lease is typically a long-term commitment, maybe 5 or 10 years, business change. Now, how do you build in flexibility under your lease? Could you go and elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah, and that is so important. Depending on your plans for your business, if the plan is to grow and add employees and they need to be in the space, then you need to plan for that. And like my business, it started out as just me, and now there's nine of us, and wow. And that's we've grown over time, and we've had to manage the growth in our building. And fortunately, we've been able to stay in the same location. But, I'll tell you, we talked about the letter of intent, and it's important to negotiate these kinds of things up front. You can build in what's called an expansion option. You can build in a contraction option, which is, the right to shrink. You can build in a termination option if you feel like, you may outgrow the building or the needs, and you just want to be able to terminate the lease and go somewhere else. You can build in what's called a right of first offer or a right of first refusal, meaning that if the landlord gets an offer on some space next to you, that they got to come to you and offer it to you for those terms. And those are all things that kind of help you maybe grow the space you're in. And the other issues that we see is and it's probably one of the most negotiated provisions in every lease, universal since I've been practicing law, is the assignment and subleasing rights.
You see that happening?
Yeah, and so if you don't want your lease to limit your ability to say sell your business or to to merge your company with another, because the lease is between the landlord and the tenant. And it's a contract, and there a lot of times the landlord wants to limit, who their tenant is. They want to know what the credit is. They want to know what the use is. They want to know who's in their building.
For sure.
But as a tenant, you want to be able to sell your business. You want to be able to merge or whatever the market dictates. And so, on the tenant side, when we're representing tenants, we try to build in that flexibility for them.
Are there ways to manage the liabilities on a lease guarantee after you've moved out?
Yeah, well, and that's another area that's pretty heavily negotiated. So, if you're a small business owner like myself, and certainly businesses that are just starting out, often the landlord wants to make sure you can pay your rent, and if the company that's signing the lease doesn't have a history or doesn't have a the net worth, usually they'll look to the principal of the business to sign a personal guarantee or put up a significant security deposit. And so this is another great example of something that you should try to negotiate in your letter of intent up front. So we, as a tenant rep, we typically try to negotiate, caps on the amount that you're guaranteeing. Maybe what we call a burn down, where over time the amount you're guaranteeing goes down or goes away. Okay. After maybe the initial term. If it's a 5-year lease and you've paid your rent for 5 years, that the guarantee goes away. That personal guarantee goes away.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And also, we you can ask for certain release, be released if certain conditions are met, like you've paid rent for a certain amount of time, if you find a replacement tenant to take over your lease or to sublease your space, if that new tenant has certain financial net worth, has certain operating history that you as the original tenant can step off.
We've got about a minute. Boy, I told you the time was going to fly
it
by.
It did.
Usually does. Any other leasing tips, John, before we leave?
I would tell you to do your homework on who you're signing your lease with. Make sure you understand who your landlord is and kind of their history. You know, ask around in the market, ask your broker. And the other tip I tell you is to set up your rent for auto pay or ACH so you don't miss your rent payments.
Very good. That's something to write down, or better yet, visit you. You're full of knowledge. And your number is 713-773-5526, 713-773-5526. And John Moody, Moody Law Group. Thank you. Have yourself a great holiday. And your hours, is it in changes during the Christmas and
you know,
New Year's?
Yeah, it's typically we're 8 to 5.
Okay. 8 to 5. Sounds good. Have
right.
yourself a great one. We'll see you soon.
Right.
Ask the Experts, AM 700, KSCB. We're the voice of Texas.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSEV.